Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another bite-sized political podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in for one of these little weekend podcasts. As you know, we never stop. So I wanted to talk about what I see as a PSYOP story being planted in the press. It's designed to make you think one thing, but it's making you think the wrong thing. And let me explain. It concerns the Michelangelo statue of David. Now, here is what you need to know. School principal resigns after Florida students are shown the Michelangelo statue. A principal of a Florida school has been forced to resign after a parent complained that sixth grade students were exposed to pornography. The complaint arose from a Renaissance art student lesson where students were shown Michelangelo's statue of David. This iconic statue is one of the most famous in Western history. But one parent complained the material was pornographic. Two others said they wanted to know about the class before it was taught. And this, of course, this statue, which I've been to see. Yes, folks, I have been in Florence. Well, if you go to Florence, you can't miss it, actually. They not only do they have the actual Michelangelo David in the gallery, but they've also a huge one down in the town square as well. So you're always going to, wherever you go in Florence, you're going to see Michelangelo's David. And it is an incredible statue. Michelangelo was a genius. How he was able to sculpt something that looks like flesh, but of course it's not. It's made from marble or whatever. It's incredible. And so obviously it's a depiction of an entirely naked David, the biblical figure who killed Goliath. This lesson, by the way, included references to Michelangelo's creation of Adam and Botticelli's Birth of Venus, which is also, you can see, in Florence. So it's all about, the parents are outraged, it's pornography, we got to sack the teacher. That's the line that they're trying to sell you. But I'm not going with it, I'm not having any of it. So in the first instance, clearly, being able to study this level of Renaissance art is actually reasonably high culture in schools, so it should be encouraged. And, yes, there is nudity in it in the sense of this is how Michelangelo did it. It is perfectly acceptable, I think, to see this. But there's other things that we see being taught in schools which are completely unacceptable, grotesque. If not pornographic, deviant. We've seen all this. We've seen the literature actually going into even younger age groups. And this lesson was given to 11 and 12 year olds. I mean, have you seen some of the material that the school boards are passing, that the schools are making available in their school libraries? I'll not go into the content, but suffice to say, it's a wee bit more dangerous than this amazing statue creation by Michelangelo. And so I think what the media is trying to get you to think is, oh, look, here we have a bunch of silly parents getting all agitated about something that is perfectly reasonable. And therefore, we just have to ignore it when parents speak out. Well, I disagree. I disagree. I think what we need to do is examine what parents are actually talking about. If parents are actually saying, oh, you shouldn't be able to study Michelangelo's David, well, that's nonsense, just total nonsense. Such parents should have it respectfully explained to them that this is high art, very, very high art. People travel all over the world to Florence to see this statue and other statues as well. But the notion that I'm just trying to get the gallery that I saw it in Florence. It's the Uffizi Gallery. That's the one. As I said, Florence is a wonderful city, by the way. Blessed with all kinds of culture, but probably the apex of that culture is Michelangelo's statue. Although I've seen actually some other statues, again, made around that time that are equally amazing. These guys were able to work with, stone and marble and make it make it seem as if it was 3D, you know, sort of all human. This incredible stuff that they were able to do. Able to, for example, you know, create veils, you know, like a veil is a woman over her head. Create them around the human body, but out of stone. Incredible. Anyway, this is the media trying to stop you from being outraged about stuff by suggesting that outrage is fundamentally a little bit silly in the first time, in the first place. Well, it's not silly. It's fully justified when we see some of the terrible books, the sexually degrading, sexually explicit stuff that they're pushing into schools. It's quite right for parents to speak out about that and demand that those things be removed. That's absolutely fine. So don't let the BBC and the likes of the BBC deflect you from protesting against the right things by, in this case, using a tiny example of people protesting against the wrong things. And as I say, if you're ever in Florence, you simply must go to the Uffizi, have a look around. All the Renaissance arts there, all the amazing portraits, and then, of course, also the amazing statues. Thank you so much for listening, folks. Catch you soon.